Hello and welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm Monica Tanner and this is episode 11. And today we're going to talk about where true beauty comes from. But first, here's just a funny story. Normally I wouldn't tell a story like this on the podcast, but it was just so strange that I feel like I need to talk about it and educate you about this. So this morning for breakfast, I was eating a protein bar. And all of a sudden, I kind of felt a little bit of a pop in my jaw, and right underneath my ear on the left side started to get a little bit swollen. So I thought, that's strange. So I just took an ibuprofen and I went on about my day, not thinking anything about it. But then I went to eat lunch and I was eating a brownie for lunch, so don't judge. But I took a bite and all of a sudden, that same area underneath my ear started to swell up like the size of a golf ball. It literally looked like there was a golf ball underneath my skin on the left side of my face. So I kind of started to panic a little bit because I had a whole bunch of errands to run. And I thought, I better stop by the dentist's office and see if I can figure out what the heck is growing on my face. So I went to the dentist and he took a bunch of x-rays and looked at it and was like, I have no idea what is going on. This is outside of my scope. I definitely think you need to figure out what's going on because if it was an infection or something, it could really be dangerous. So I recommend you go see an ear, nose, and throat. Well, luckily because of my husband and my oldest son's ears, I happen to be like bestest friends with an ear, nose, and throat doctor in the area. So I called his office and said, hey, can you squeeze me in? Here's what's going on. I literally have a golf ball growing out of the side of my face and I'm leaving town tomorrow and I need to figure out what's going on. So they squeezed me in. So I go over and I wait forever at the doctor's office and I walk in. And as soon as he looks at me, he's like, oh yeah, I totally know what that is. It's something-itis. And I was like, oh, okay, well, is it fatal? And he laughed and said, no, basically you have 6 saliva ducts in your mouth and one of them is clogged. And so that's why when you eat, it's getting really swollen because there's something blocking that saliva duct. And so the saliva is getting backed up in there and it's stuck in there and growing on your face. So that's what's happening. So basically you just need to drink a lot of water to kind of thin out that saliva and put a heating pad on it and just really make sure you're massaging it out. You just really want to massage it. So anyways, the good news is it's not fatal and the swelling is going down a lot and I've got an antibiotic just in case anything gets infected while I'm in New York because I'm taking my little girls to New York tomorrow. So I just didn't want to have a problem. So I'm all set, thankfully, but I had a lot to do today and that really backed me up and it totally stumped the dentist and all my friends were like, oh my gosh, what is going on with your face? So if that ever happens to you, if you ever get this strange growth on the side of your face when you're eating, it could be a clogged saliva duct. So don't panic. It's not fatal. Anyways, our topic we're going to talk about today is where does true beauty come from? Now, contrary to popular belief, true beauty does not come from a perfectly toned body or clear skin or long, flowing, shiny hair, blue eyes, or high cheekbones. All of that makes a person physically attractive, but I don't think that those things make someone necessarily beautiful. I know that true beauty comes from within. True beauty is something that is inside and comes from your heart. So I think what makes somebody truly beautiful is confidence and a style about them that comes from knowing who they are and living their purpose and giving of themselves, of their time and their means and their talents, serving others, being unapologetically themselves, and really being able to live an authentic and and vulnerable life, being able to connect with those around them and really empathize and love others. That to me is where true beauty comes from. Now, the beauty industry is a multi-bazillion dollar industry. Women spend so much money on makeup and hair products and fake lashes and all kinds of things that the world dictates will make you more beautiful. Now, I believe that all of these things mask or distract you from a place of where true beauty really comes from. Now, have you ever heard the saying, be yourself because everyone else is already taken? I believe that being yourself and living a good life is what will make you truly beautiful. Those laugh lines and crow's feet, those are signs of a life well lived, and a cheerful, happy, grateful human is definitely going to show signs of aging and beauty. I love the little anagram, or I think that's what it's called, but it's the play on the word beautiful, where it says be and then separate you, Y-O-U in capital letters, tiful. Be you, tiful. Because that's what ultimately makes you so beautiful. Now, there's lots of beauty tips that people share all the time, and those types of articles, and there's magazines written about it, blogs and YouTube channels, and all the different things that can help make you beautiful. Now, we all know that sleep, good nutrition, exercise, service, gratitude, and charity all help to make somebody beautiful. Now, charity is something that I think truly makes just an average human being truly beautiful. Now, my favorite quote is by a man named Marvin J. Ashton, and he says this about charity. Perhaps the greatest charity comes when we are kind to each other, when we don't judge or categorize someone else, when we simply give each other the benefit of the doubt or remain quiet. Charity is accepting someone's differences, weaknesses, and shortcomings, having patience with someone who has let us down, or resisting the impulse to become offended when someone doesn't handle something the way we might have hoped. Charity is refusing to take advantage of another's weakness and being willing to forgive someone who has hurt us. Charity is expecting the best of each other. I absolutely love this definition of charity, because when we think of charity, we think of the obvious type of charity, which is the giving of our time or our means to those less fortunate, and that is a form of charity. But true charity really is looking for the best qualities in those around us and really just giving each other the benefit of the doubt and not being willing to take advantage of another human being who is just doing the best that they can. Now, in an earlier episode, I talked a little bit about maybe one of my talents or strengths being able to see the best in others, even when their behavior is trying to hide that goodness. I really like to do my best to see if I can love everyone around me, even if they're not going to love me back, and even if they can't do anything for me. I love to try and see if I can pick out the best qualities in other people and really do my best to love them, regardless if they've hurt me or regardless of our history. That to me is true charity, and that to me is what really makes someone beautiful. Now, I'll share a couple stories with you from my personal life. I have two really great friends named Amber. One of them is one of my best friends in high school, and the other is one of my best friends currently where I live, a neighbor of mine. So I'll start with my high school Amber. Now, she was about a year younger than me, And we were best friends. We played soccer together and we spent all of our time together. Now, I could drive long before she could, and her mom would only let her go places with me because I was really responsible. And she was a little bit, actually, both of these Ambers are more impulsive than I am. They're fun loving and not really think about the consequences all the way through. Just let's go have a good time, right? And I'm really responsible. And so Amber's mom would let her go places with me because she knew I would always like think through what we were gonna do and I wouldn't let us get into too much trouble. But I remember my mom lived in a different state and so I didn't get to see her very often. And so I really looked up to Amber's mom. She was such a great mom, I thought. We all had jobs and we had to pay for our own beauty products like our shampoo and conditioner and stuff. And I remember we'd come to Amber's house and her mom will have clipped a whole bunch of coupons for all the products that Amber used for her shampoo and conditioner and her deodorant and the toothpaste she used. And she would cut these coupons and leave them on the table for Amber so that she could save her money on the things that she needed to buy. And I remember Amber wasn't very nice to her mom sometimes. She would yell at her and just be really mean to her. And I remember that always kind of took me aback because I thought, oh my goodness, your mom is like so nice and she loves you and she does these really nice things for you and you're so mean to her. But time went on and Amber became a mom herself. She has three of the most precious blonde-haired little girls. I absolutely love following them on social media and watching them grow, and they all look just like their mom used to look as a little girl. They are just the most darling little girls. She is a PE teacher for a local elementary school, and she serves her community so much. I constantly am seeing and hearing about her working in the soup kitchen and just doing all kinds of charity for her church and in her community. I love following her on social media, and I feel as close to her as ever, even though we see each other once every couple of years, just for a few minutes to kind of catch up. And we're able to just pick up right where we left off. But Amber, to me, is truly beautiful. She exemplifies all those qualities of beauty that I talked about earlier, where she serves from her heart. She's a wonderful mother and a loving wife. I can tell by the way her husband talks about her that he really loves and appreciates her. And she has become so much more beautiful than ever would be possible physically because she truly has a beautiful heart. And then my other friend Amber, who she is my neighbor, and I get to spend a lot of time with her. I love her. She is also very compulsive, a little bit opposite in appearance as my high school Amber. She's got dark hair and dark eyes. And recently, her mother was diagnosed with very aggressive brain cancer. And I watched my dear friend Amber care for her mother in the most beautiful and loving way. She took her mom into her home, had hospice come in and care for her. She did her toenails and she held her hand and she fed her and she made sure that she got her Diet Coke that she loved. And she just really was so diligent in caring for her mother, and she was able to be there with her and holding her hand when she passed away out of this life. And it was really such a beautiful experience to be able to witness and see this love that my dear friend had for her sweet mother. And what a special experience that was. Even though it was hard and painful, I think it was really beautiful. And one of the things I love about Amber is she is just unapologetically herself. She just lives her life by her own rules. And she just kind of has this attitude of, I'm not going to hide anything. I'm not going to pretend. This is who I am. Take it or leave it. And it's so fun and so refreshing. She's so authentic and so much fun. If you do something with Amber, just expect to laugh and have a great time. And she is so dependable. Whenever I need anything, she is right there. And she helped me with this huge event. She's been helping me for a couple of years with this huge event that I have. And even though she is capable of making so much more money doing something else, she agreed to help me and she is there and she makes it it so much fun. And she's always willing to help anyone in need. I remember I had a surgery a few years ago and she showed up to my house and she brought me lunch and flowers. And another time when I wasn't feeling very good, she brought me a book to read that was super uplifting and a journal that I could write my feelings in. And she just has always been such a bright light and so willing to help anyone in need. And that to me makes her far more beautiful than any makeup routine, any hairstyle, or anything she could possibly do to alter her physical appearance. She has a beautiful heart, and both of these Ambers are so gorgeous. They're gorgeous, beautiful women and great examples to me, and I'm so grateful to have them both in my life. That's all I really have to say about beauty today. I know that it's such a hot topic and that many women spend so much time and money to make themselves physically beautiful. And sometimes I think that beautiful people have actually a harder time in life sometimes because people look at them and immediately judge them to the point where it's hard for them to really be able to make a difference or even be taken seriously because people just look at them and see a pretty face or muscles or beautiful hair and think this person is probably very shallow and has little to contribute to the world. And that's such a shame because we need to really, when we meet people, we need to really look on their hearts and look for that beauty because we can all be beautiful. And I'm also of the opinion that you can help bring out the beauty in others when you treat them as if they were beautiful. So even somebody who is not beautiful by the world's description can be made so beautiful if you treat them with respect and love and give them the benefit of the doubt, then you both become just beautiful people. And that's all I really have for you on that topic. But I do have a little bit of a homework assignment for you. So I hope that you will take just a few minutes when this podcast is over, and this is a short one, so you should have a few minutes, and just write out the qualities of what makes a person beautiful to you. And if you wouldn't mind, send that to me at onthebrightersideoflife@gmail.com. I would love to compile a list of qualities that make a person truly beautiful. And then I will make a copy of that list and I will send it out to my email list as well as put it out on my social media sites. It would be really fun to get a really long list of beautiful qualities that we see in others. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen today. If you have a minute and you wouldn't mind leaving me a review on iTunes, that would really help me out and help other people find the podcast. And also, I'm so excited to announce that next week's guest on the podcast is none other but Jodi Moore. She has a podcast called Better Than Happy, formerly known as Bold New Mom, and she is so amazing, and she has agreed to come on the podcast next week and talk about marriage, which is a topic we have not covered yet on this podcast, and she talks about it so well, and I'm so excited to share that episode with you. We've already recorded it, and it is just fantastic. I know you're gonna love it. So join us next week, same time, same place, and hear our guest, Jodi Moore from Better Than Happy. So until next week, have a wonderful week and always look on the brighter side and look for the beauty all around you in others.